Or no, not that, not the Hubble. No, this, it was like it was a ground one, not the in space. But he was really big on the whole, you know, Mars has a civilization there and see the canals and all that.
Oh yeah, he called them canales. I think he was Italian. I can't remember his name.
I can't eat canales all the time.
I can't remember his name. It's around the tip of my tongue.
Fucking guy.
He's got a little bristles on the end.
I want to say
nuts
Lowell.
Or a harbina or a chocolate.
I want to say Lowell.
Chocolate chunks.
But he's an American. Well, I mean,
sounds almost yeah. You
like Lowell.
You
like
might be
Lowell,
right.
Lowell Abbott.
You might be right.
Observatory or something. Yes, I have a smartphone, but look up.
That's shopper. Well,
he started people believing that people living on Mars.
Right, there's a whole alien civilization there.
Cut in the door.
That's why H.G. Wells
and I opened up
wrote that
kitchen door
book,
and
War of the Worlds.
And all these studying shells and shit. And I'm like, oh wow, cannoli filling, right? Sitting in a freezer. So I took this whole fucking bag, dude. The boss saw me on the camera the next day. He said he laughed so hard, showed everybody the whole thing. I took the fucking filling. I'm like, I took like 3-4 cannoli fillings, right? And all of a sudden it hit me. It was like super brain freeze. Like curled up in a ball. I was like, oh my head. He said he was just kind of the funniest shit.
Worth it.
You
know that's going to be happening soon.
Rewatch, dude.
Once 5G hits, the world's going to be different in the sense like everything's going to stream. You'll be able to watch people working at McDonald's.
Everything.
There'll be fucking crews at McDonald's.
Like the Truman Show, right?
Yeah. Like there'll be McDonald's that literally will make pay, like some kind of, a little bit of their money will be made off the fact that they've got a crew that they can stream that keeps it like entertain, because you've been in those fucking Burger Kings or McDonald's where it's all black people going fucking ham, and they're the happy, you know what I'm saying, big black women, 3 or 4 of them together in a fucking Burger King.
Are they yelling or are they eating?
No, they're talking. They're
singing. Sounds like
they're singing. They're talking. They're hamming it up. And then you put them with like some little skinny gay white kid, and it's just that's gold. That's gold. Like it's, they're gonna tear that little kid up.
Yeah.
Oh man, there's this comedian. Her name's Miss Pat. She is probably one of the funniest people on the planet. Like every time I hear her talk, she just cracks me up because she's got that southern slang and she sounds dumb as shit, but she's smart as fuck. But because the way she grew up, the shit she says sounds dumb as shit sometimes.
Where she grew from up, Baltimore?
No, she grew up in Atlanta.
Atlanta, right.
Yeah, like one of the hoods of Atlanta or some shit. She was selling crack by the time she was 14.
Nice.
Yeah.
She had a kid when she was 12 to a guy who was married and had his own children, and he was like 20 something. And no one cared. No one said shit.
It's down south, man.
She had two kids.
It's down south.
She said she was selling crack at one of her kids' schools. She'd drop them off school, go to the corner right around the corner. And
you ever been to Atlanta?
Well, she's entrepreneurial. No. That's good.
Let me rephrase that. I've been through Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't want to go there again.
I've never been in it. I never had a reason.
It's a wild city, man. It's wild.
I'm sure most cities are pretty wild. That's
but
don't they have like 24/7 like liquor, like you can sales and bars are open 24/7. You can say buy liquor.
There are bars that are open till like
like
five, six o'clock in the morning.
And they serve liquor all the way through.
I can't buy it on Sunday anywhere though.
And they're freeway.
And after 12 o'clock, you buy it after 12 o'clock on Sunday.
Too.
It used to be like that here.
I could buy beer, but not liquor.
Oh,
some stores won't do it.
I think at the casino you should be able to buy liquor at any time.
That's how they are.
Like I don't know why there's a limit to when you can buy liquor. It doesn't make sense. It's a fucking product. How can there's a limit?
I know, because
why can't you buy
open
it
right and drink it right away?
Because there's people that live at 4 and 6 in the morning.
I know, right.
That don't go to sleep. That's their daytime.
I'm supposed to keep a store open so he can buy liquor at 4 o'clock
in the
second.
If you don't want to, you don't have to. I'm just saying if there's a market there.
Hey, so when I work nights, I start at 10 o'clock at night, I get off at 6 a.m. I can't buy liquor till 10. I'm pissed. I just got off work.
I'd be pissed. Yeah.
I want a drink for 2 hours before I go to bed.
Well, buy it before you went to work.
You have to, yes.
How many stoners are there, logically? Exactly.
Well, I mean, plan ahead. If it's that important to you, buy it before you go. When you get home, it'll be nice and cold.
I smoke weed.
Nice and cold.
I'm saying it does.
But it goes back to the point. Why? Why is it? Why is there restrictions when you can buy
Because we were a puritanical nation at one time.
I know that's why, and that's why I'm against it. It doesn't make sense to me. It's time to get rid of this shit.
Everything they have, they did here.
You still can't buy it after 2. They closed bars at 2.
Well, yeah, that. But I mean, like on Sunday.
Right now in Detroit,
there's
certain bars in downtown Detroit that have licenses to still be till 4 a.m.
Oh, really? They're doing that now?
And I fell.
Because like Chicago,
why is it 4? Why can't they just stay open all night if they have the clientele?
Well, I mean, you got to clean the place, man.
No, but it's the government.
It's 9 a.m. What's it matter to you? What's it matter to you? They can clean it at 9 a.m. when everyone leaves.
It's more to it than that.
No, my point is though, why can't...
You don't drink much like me.
Why is it...
And then you're a diabetic, and then you don't take care of...
Of all the things they do with alcohol,
the government
why
is probably trying to, like to restrict it. You
have to have some kind of control system.
You don't have to have so many police...
Or people would just go wild. People, they would. It has to be some. Anytime something is licensed,
they're trying to discourage you from drinking it 24/7.
And anytime something is licensed,
you gotta go through hoops.
They can't stop me from drinking it. They just can stop you from making money off my drinking. I can still drink it. I just gotta fucking go find somewhere else to drink.
I buy cases. I always drink here. I'm not gonna.
But that's the point I'm making. That's the point I'm making.
You're not discouraging me when I can buy cases and cases.
Exactly. That's the point I'm making. Nobody's, you know, this is America. Buy your beer before everything closes.
Yeah, I mean, beer definitely gets too many liberties for what it is.
It wasn't really a whole bunch.
It is a very destructive substance.
With beer?
Alcohol in general.
Oh, yeah.
It's treated like it's an everyday thing.
But marijuana is treated as so much worse.
But you're not going to...
Regulate it more.
Then you know why he's taking off.
Just like you'll never get rid of guns. You'll never get rid of
alcohol. You can't get rid of something that grows so easily out in the open.
Like, well, I don't expect them to get rid of alcohol. I just want it to be...
You're not going
to
get rid of yeast fermenting shit, so you're never going
to
get rid of
I want them to be honest about it. If you're going to look at me funny because I'm smoking a joint in the park, look at the fucking person next to me drinking a beer.
Well, it's changing.
With a, but you put a brown bag around it, so it's okay.
Even if you hit
Metro Park, they don't even need the brown bag.
Yeah, you just walk around with the beer, so... That's better. He's at the Metro Park. Your kid to drink beer.
Right.
If they see you, it's legal to drink there?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Is that a new thing?
You just can't have glass. You
can't have it on the beach. There's like...
So are they selling it there?
Cans.
Are they selling it there?
No, they sell it on the fucking golf course. They have a golf course in most Metro Parks. And most Metro Park golf courses definitely have beer car girls.
Mm-hmm.
You can't bring in beer because of that. There.
Well, goddamn it, you need to make frisbee golf fucking weed legal first. Right. And then you can go, hey, maybe you'll get more people to
That's the problem. Weed and... that's one of the issues with with fucking disc golf is the fact that they're so fucking beer friendly. It's frustrating to me. Uh-huh. Because they're so anti-weed that it feels like...
So everybody's bringing their beers and stuff?
No, you're not... In tournaments, you're not allowed to have beers and stuff that. But I'm just saying they use beer sponsors all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they're constantly using... Like, beer is not... It's definitely known, like, everyone's a beer
drinker. But there would be no weed, things would be allowed.
Like, yeah, no weed. You can't even advertise. Like, no. There's
oh,
no,
really?
Yeah, no weed.
Like,
no
we can't have a... Nichols can sponsor a tournament.
Probably, well, I'm sure we could sponsor a small one, but not a big one. Maybe a big one.
You can make it as big as you want to make
it. May change.
That might be a good idea, though.
What?
Yeah.
For marijuana to sponsor.
Nichols and McNichols.
Yeah, you're seeing marijuana sponsorship or advertising out there on the billboards and stuff. They're clever, stupid shit.
Yeah, I know.
Like, how high is our trees? Or
something. Just trimmed an hour ago.
Tree alerting or something.
I just trimmed it an hour ago.
So some of them are pretty fucking stupid, but for the most part, I thought about that. $1,000. $1,000 for a month. I saw one place or whatever. Fucking throw it up there right on fucking. It just says Michigan Canada's Review on YouTube, bitches. Make sure you say bitches so people get mad about it.
Right. Don't just put an asterisk in the eyes, like how they do like in newspapers, like bitches, but put an asterisk in the eyes and no one can say anything.
Yeah. Is Chuck and Freak still on?
It's on a podcast.
They're not on.
Well, actually, I don't know. Maybe they're on radio.
Because I just haven't seen
the I don't think so. I don't think they're on radio.
Didn't one of the guys just die?
Well, yeah, one of them did.
Who?
One of them did just die.
I think it's Drew and Mike.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Drew and Mike.
Oh.
I
know one of them just died.
Dave
one of
Chuck
those
Mike, Dave and Chuck DeFree, one of them, I thought, was on
one
the
of them died, too?
I think one of them might have died, too. Just
I thought they were both, yeah, like, I thought I heard them the other day.
You might have heard them on there, huh?
I know the two you were saying was older dudes. And that guy died like a year ago.
Yeah, Drew and Mike.
Dave and Chuck the Freak are still alive and they're on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, they're still on WRF. Yeah. Wait, hold on, maybe not.
From weekdays, 5:30 to 10:30.
Yeah, I didn't know. I just don't see, you don't see the fucking advertising like you used to. Because he always had that
Drew
penis stuff.
Mike.
No, those stations, what kind of stations are those?
What?
Are they music? The or?
No, that was a rock station, right. WRF.
That's what they were talking about that on this YouTube program.
Drew and Mike are still alive. They have a podcast.
No, Skin Guy died.
One of them died just recently.
Skinny Guy died.
Because they were talking about on Howard Stern about 2 weeks ago. One of them, somebody died.
Yeah, one of them did. I think it was
pretty
Mike.
Sure guns.
Yeah.
Mike? Is he the skinny guy?
I don't know. I never listened to Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Mike Clark unexpectedly died in his sleep in the early morning of October 16th, 2018, age 63. After a long hiatus from...
63.
Yeah, after a long hiatus from the podcast due to a vocal cord paralysis.
Right.
He was just talking to the Tigers, too, about podcasting for their games this year, and then he died, like, a couple days later. Because he's like, he was poor living down in Detroit in the house that he bought and didn't have a lot of money and did his podcast out of his basement.
Oh, you didn't have no money?
So you drink it all away?
Oh, so he didn't have a lot of money.
To be honest with you, he probably wasn't expecting to get kicked off and didn't plan.
Yeah, you know.
The dude had
was on forever, dude.
I know. How you ain't got no money? I know. He's been on the radio for a long time.
He was in the rock scene, man. You know how the rock stars live.
Cokehead?
Probably. Who knows? I don't know the guy.
Harold. Probert and shit.
Probably.
Did you see Darren? Like Jack Herbert?
Darren McCarty's got his own podcast called Grind Podcast. I haven't listened to it yet. But he's a big weed smoker.
Yeah, he was going to do a dispensary or something?
Yeah, I think he is. Definitely have to check it out. Try to get him on the show. Like, come to my table, man.
Yep.
What's that one called in Ferndale again that's going to open?
What?
The dispensary in Ferndale.
Gage?
Gage. It sounds like gaze.
Yeah.
It's Ferndale, gaze.
It's on the edge of Ferndale, too.
Yeah.
Ferndale and Hazel Park. And they got cookies. Some cookies is a California brand. See, that's why it's all fucked. It's like... How are these companies from California already getting in? And
they got Michigan. Oil.
Right. What do you mean?
You're supposed to have somebody who's a patient, like, and then my people have been working on it since 2017. They've had, like, they've been working on getting it going. They've had the paperwork turned in for the last
that's over
6-8 months now. And nothing. But these fucking guys come in from California.
They might have bought someone who already is on operation. That's probably what they did. Then they can jump right in.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah. So it already had a license or
fucking money.
That's exactly what they did.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what they did. That's how they got to jump the line because they went and bought someone already in business.
They'd already done it in Colorado.
Yeah.
Or you just know someone that says, "Hey, you got an extra $20,000? This guy will make you jump the line."
20?
50?
That guy have a lot more than that.
Well, I don't know what it is to jump the line.
Shit, Monica Conyers was bribed with $6,000 and did 6 years in jail for that.
Yeah, this is...
And then she's a Detroit councilwoman. Only $6,000.
This is probably donations, at least $20,000 to $30,000 in donations to each Republican that voted for it and helped write the law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's at least that.
You know what I'm saying? Donation to their campaigns.
Of course, that's what they did.
Yep. Whatever. Every company that got in is probably donated to the campaign.
Well, yeah, believe me, there are under the table things going on.
Well, yeah, that's
well.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, that
was, yeah. But I mean,
the cash and
above
thing,
the fucking.
You know, that's no trail.
You know it.
Yeah.
Those aren't even words for that.
Right. That's what the lobby.
Let's make him do the dab challenge now.
Yeah, okay.
He talks like me and you sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's better than what I thought for being only an hour old.
So listen to this. I'm thinking about pinkies.
Not an hour old.
We're gonna try to talk. We're gonna try to talk to Mike.
4 or 5 days.
It's perfect size on the one side where the Dickies was, because it was split up into two things. It was a hair salon on one side and Dickies on, like a Dickies store. It was just a store, which was just
like clothes.
Clothes, yeah. So it was
which location is this?
Pinkies on Davidson.
Okay.
It even sounds more like a porn situation there, and Pinkies and Dickies and hair salon.
Exactly. So
they have a Pinkies in downtown Royal Oak now. Pinkies rooftop.
Really?
Yeah, it's right where, you know, where Memphis Smoke used to be.
No.
Okay, well, the upstairs,
oh,
it was,
okay,
it was
a
British restaurant, and now it's Pinkies on Main. That's what it's called.
What is it, food?
Wow. Yeah, it's food. It's like a champagne bar, and like it's above like what Memphis Smoke was.
Yeah.
Well, then it was at that Mexican place, and then it was...
Diablo or whatever.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Quintin Diablo.
Yeah,
right.
I haven't been downtown in a minute. Anyways.
Now it's a steakhouse.
So the one, if you cut it down... The one side would be great for a dispensary, like a small, compact dispensary that has, like, because Chudnow really wants to do this, he really wants to incorporate P.O. boxes. Like, he has a P.O. box wall that he has, and it's got old P.O. boxes on it, and he wants to
incorporate. He rents them out, and
yeah.
It's got a lobby and one.
So, he really wants to use it. So, the idea is to have a wall of that, so... This place be set up to be more about quicking convenience than it is about people inside.
Okay.
Obviously, there's going to be a...
Like, they know what they want before they come.
Yeah,
there's going to be... Like Little Caesars box?
Like, I want
you
Deadhead,
walk up and
you know,
can just open your box?
I want Deadhead.
You order, you send
your
order in, and then we text you... We text you the
box
number with the code to get into the box.
Yeah, just like Little Caesars.
And then you go in, you open it. Yeah, just like Little Caesars. And then, you have to have a little spot, a little counter for like people who aren't regulars.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
But they're just the regular strikers that want to come in. Look,
right, because that spot's not the best for a place for people to chill.
By the time I get home, I'll be walking down the hallway.
You can use the rest of the building. For a coffee shop slash whatever.
Right,
and actually, if you do it properly, you can use, there's an outside area that you can put one of those, like a biker, like the biker bar. You know what I'm saying?
Privacy fence.
Privacy fence, a nice privacy fence set up in the grass, so you have a nice outside area for people to smoke too. So, it's got big old windows, so it'll be nice and bright inside. You know what I'm saying? And then as the neighborhood gets better, as it becomes a place where people will actually stop and hang outside and not feel fearful, because, like, it's not the best area. Like, you're down there, and you walk, like, you're in the building, and you walk outside, and you see some people sometimes, and you're like...
But there's so much traffic.
There is,
be like, oh
but
my
there's
God,
still... We're talking, we're trying to get...
I think that makes it more safe when there's witnesses.
I know the neighborhood.
Yeah.
I know the neighborhood.
Huh?
It's
like East Illinois.
Yeah, it's deteriorating, or it has deteriorated. So it's in that transition period.
It's coming back though.
Yeah, it's in that transition period right now.
So that's why you keep the smoking in the building and in the secluded area in the pavilion. That would make people feel safe.
Chick goes from Pinkies to Dinkies, and she's a transsexual. She goes to where?
Yeah. Then you add in a food truck court. Right, because he's got this giant, it's just a giant piece of grass. You know what I'm saying? Like,
there used to be that building that was there that burned down.
Yeah, and there's nothing there now. So you could put a little parking lot.
It was like a supermarket.
Like, you put a spot for fucking food trucks, and you have the food trucks go in, and you just have a court there. So now you got food trucks, you got cannabis, and you got a place to smoke it, eat it.
Later, dude.
Do what you want.
All right, man. Good seeing you.
All right, see you later.
You know, to cook with cannabis is like a whole nother world. My buddy Joe works at Sopranos, and they have a kitchen in the back. For you to have like the safes for your cannabis and then your everything, it's like so much. It's insane.
Oh yeah, that's dude. The building.
That was for he was thinking of transforming one of their kitchens they don't even use over there.
Screw over.
And that was all they wanted to do.
And this building was built in like 1992, so it's like modern.
It's not that old of a building.
All right. No, it's a nice building. It would work perfect. It's huge on the inside. It's got plenty of space to put fans. It's got plenty of space to put. You could build a room.
Right, it's got like 12-foot ceilings.
A conference
inside,
room.
You know
what I'm saying? Yeah. You could build everything in there you need. You could have a place to chill. You could have a bar for the coffee shop.
And is this two-story or one-story?
One-story. And like I said, there's enough space on the side with the grass and everything.
Okay.
That you can do a whole... Did you forget the water?
No. Is there a... Does it have a basement?
No.
No.
We put a new roof, we put a new roof on it, though, so...
Oh, you have?
Yeah. So that's... It's like, you know, it's secure.
Yeah, okay.
But... Yeah.
Oh, I thought that was fucking full of wax, man. I'm like, holy fucking, that's the most wax I've ever seen.
Did
you hear about when they broke
your jaw?
When people broke
through the wall. That was like full of wax and that was your dapper.
And there at the building. We use it now, we keep up, but they work on the appliances.
That'd be a lot, huh?
What they do there now for like most of the time to work on appliances.
So somebody drove something through the wall?
No, two people took sledgehammers
and
knocked out like a hole
big
maybe about this
nice.
Big.
Yeah.
Like about big enough to crawl through.
Yeah.
But it's like this low, like right on the ground.
Got you.
And they couldn't steal anything because all the appliances are
too big to get through the hole.
Too big to go through the hole. So they just like fucked up the wall. And
they couldn't get out the door.
Yeah, that's stupid.
Right. Mike Marino redid the bricks.
What the fuck would they think?
I know. But they got inside and then... Let's see, yeah, then right where they broke in, that's where the water line and the water meter was. So they busted that, I think probably from the bricks or from, because they didn't have it, they had to get by it. So water was shooting everywhere, I'm sure, you know, because it's right where the water comes out of the ground. And like, they didn't even steal anything, because, like, nothing would fit through there.
Did all that work.
They didn't even steal the copper.
Did all that work and all that damage for nothing.
Right, yeah, and it probably took them hours to, like,
fucking knuckleheads.
They used... hand tools. They didn't use power tools.
Yeah. So who's Motown Farmers? Is that three?
Like it was in the middle of the night, like
downtown?
2 in the morning. Like it took hours.
What was that?
It piqued their interest.
Okay, so that tells you got to put up
affiliated with the
Wayne
County
360 cameras.
Well, we didn't have the lights were.
You know,
Mike wanted the lights down because he's like, "Oh, let's keep the electric bill down. Let's turn the lights off at night."
But that's
so
what
it was dark at night.
Yeah,
and nothing happened when it was bright at night.
Yeah,
and then we got it all lit up. Right,
yeah, you
got to
put up
that,
those 360 cameras.
Yeah,
and lights to come on.
Oh yeah, we had a camera system that Brian put in, but it wasn't working.
See, this is Davis.
You said it wasn't working.
Yeah, he put it in like it's 90%.
A lot of good that did.
Yeah, it wasn't working. It was installed.
Good anyway.
Oh, there's Mike shutting out right now.
So you're going to have a drain in here?
Hey.
Well, I don't know. That's
pretty good over at Steve's.
That's just the first draft.
No, not yet. I put a lot of information there. Did you see the listing?
If you want, I can put a floor in.
Yeah, if you like it.
Well, that ain't nothing to do with me.
Yeah, I'm doing
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.